USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton is praising a North Texas church for their preparation following a deadly shooting.
I've never heard a solution that offers a way to prevent this from ever happening again. So knowing that, all I'm saying is that we should be prepared for when it does happen.
Paxton speaking with reporters, telling them that the West Freeway Church of Christ is a model for other churches to follow after a security guard stopped the attacker on Sunday. Paxton would not speculate on a motive, only saying the shooter was homeless and had visited the White Settlement Church several times before. As snow continues to fall, the last winter storm of the year is expected to end before the turn of the decade. Winter storm warnings are in effect until midnight for northern parts of Michigan and Wisconsin. A winter weather advisory remains in effect for Minneapolis because of snow. This is USA Radio News.
Here is some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or if you sign up for a plan that you're just not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare. It's the affordable alternative to health insurance. And it's worked beautifully for 25 years. They have more than 400,000 members now around the country. MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. And over the years, members have shared over $3 billion of each other's medical bills. So they could help share your needs too. And best of all, you could save a lot of money with MediShare. The typical savings for a family is about $500 a month. Your savings could be more or less, but think about what you could do with that extra money every month. You're not stuck with a high-cost health plan. You can join MediShare anytime, so call them today and check it out. Here's the number to find out more, and there's no pressure. They are super easy to talk to. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The U.S. military has been on the offensive in the past couple days in Somalia and in the Middle East. Here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
The Secretary of State saying that those military airstrikes were designed to protect American forces and citizens in Iraq.
This was an Iranian-backed rogue militia acting to deny the Iraqi people their basic sovereignty. It's Qasem Soleimani, it's the Ayatollah working to expand their terror campaign all around the world.
Meanwhile, on another front, the Pentagon says U.S. forces carried out airstrikes in Somalia. The military saying the strikes were targeting militants with the al-Qaeda-linked al-Shabaab and that four terrorists were killed.
Former President Barack Obama and President Trump are tied for the most admired men in America. Both won 18% of the vote in Gallup's latest annual poll that was followed by former President Jimmy Carter and Tesla CEO Elon Musk with 2%. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
New York is getting ready to ring in the new decade. USA Radio Network's Wendy King has the details.
The iconic crystal ball, which will descend in New York City's Times Square on Tuesday night to usher in the new year, arrived for its big setup on Friday. The ball, 12 feet in diameter and weighing 12,000 pounds, is covered with 2,688 Waterford crystal triangles and will travel down a pole for 1 minute until it reaches an electric sign that will illuminate 2020 at precisely midnight on New Year's Day. Known as the ball drop, the festive ceremony has been conducted annually since 1907, with the exception of 1942 and 43 to observe wartime urban blackouts. Visitors will be able to write wishes for the new year on confetti, which will be released during the ball drop.
In sports news, the NFL playoff schedule is set. On Saturday, the AFC wildcard action opens up with the Titans visiting the Patriots and the Bills traveling to face the Texans. The NFC wildcard round kicks off on Sunday with the Saints hosting the Vikings and Seahawks visiting the Eagles. Now, teams not making the playoffs are also making some news as the New York Giants have fired head coach Pat Shurmur. And the Cleveland Browns also announced that they were parting ways with head coach Freddie Kitchens. And word out of Dallas is that Jason Garrett's contract will not be renewed as well. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.